This weekend, runners will race through the five boroughs in the 2013 New York City Marathon. The 43rd running of the event comes a year late, as last year's marathon was canceled due to Hurricane Sandy. This year's event comes with special meaning and extra security after two bombs went off at the finish line of the Boston Marathon in April. Mary Pilon has been covering the marathon for the New York Times. Mary, there was a lot of anger and confusion in New York when marathon organizers tried to go ahead with last year's race and then canceled it at the last minute. Are New Yorkers prepared to cheer for the runners again?
You know, I think where it's going to be most telling, you know, post-Sandy are the neighborhoods or the parts of the city that are still recovering. Staten Island, where the race starts, is going to be a place to watch. There's been a huge emphasis on behalf of the New York Roadrunners and trying to funnel a lot of energy towards Sandy relief. They had Staten Island Day just last month that went quite successfully from the people I've talked to who were there. So there's been road races, several since Sandy and several since Boston, where organizers have been able to kind of put some feelers out there and see both on security and the hurricane how things are going to go.
Some of the thousands of runners who came to New York for last year's marathon, which of course didn't happen, spent the day cleaning up neighborhoods affected by Sandy. I wonder, is that effort being remembered as people prepare for this year's race?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, on Marathon Sunday last year when the race was canceled, I have to say I've never seen anything like it. I mean, we got up that morning knowing the race was going to be canceled, and, you know, I and my colleagues, we kind of fanned out across the city, and you just saw runners doing incredible volunteer work. They were donating supplies. And a lot of those runners, they had the option of either getting a refund or trying to run the race this year or next year or the year after, and a lot of them are coming back. So you're going to see, and I believe there's even a bracelet that some of them get that, you know, were training for 2012 and didn't run it. Those exact same people are going to be running this race, and a lot of their cheering squads are going to be there. So that's definitely going to be, I think, a significant presence.
New York Roadrunners CEO Mary Wittenberg told you that there was now a, quote, new normal for marathon security. Do you have a sense of what new normal means in this context?
Absolutely. I think that our police apparatus, because of 9/11, it's almost paramilitary. I mean, we just have way more counterterrorism officials than a lot of other cities do. But a marathon inherently is a tricky event. It's 26.2 miles of course. It's not quite like a stadium where you can seal it off. Not that that's an easy feat, but what the Roadrunners organizers told us is right after the bombs went off in Boston, they immediately did a top-to-bottom review of their protocols. So what you're going to see is at some key points of the race, like the finish line, they're going to kind of mimic that stadium-like feel where everybody's bag is going to be searched. They've long encouraged runners at the finish line to try and meet family and friends further away, to try and not bring bags, just to streamline things as much as possible. You're going to see a lot more police officers out in the streets. Some of them will be uniformed. Some of them probably will be undercover. There's no reason to believe that the New York Police Department and their federal counterparts in the city aren't going to be busting out all the stops for this event because it is so high profile. There's so many people in so many parts of the city are impacted.
Mary, tell us a little bit about the yellow line that's been painted next to the traditional blue line that guides New York marathoners to the finish.
The Boston bombings had a tremendous impact, obviously, in Boston and in New York. And those running communities, much like the cities, there's a lot of back and forth. And you're going to see a lot of Boston tributes. So you're going to have the lines. There's going to be a lot of ribbons. And I think there's going to be a lot of tributes. And I know some Boston-based charities have teams running in the race. So much like we've seen in the last few months, I think that this event is definitely going to be paying tribute to the unfortunate events we're in Boston this year.
Mary Pilon is a sports writer for the New York Times. Mary, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.